It's Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is 6:10. Did I mention that Pay Your Bills is back? I don't know about you guys, but like I was... I thought I had paid my credit card from the holidays, but then I got more bills, and and then the real credit card bill came in that I thought I had already paid for all my bills. Anyway, I have a big stack, but you're in luck because Pay Your Bills is back starting Monday morning, 6 a.m. We do it 16 times a day, $16,000 a day we give away. So we're going to be paying your bills. So just make sure you're here for that, paying your bills. It is a Friday. Boy, the week flew by.
It really did when you're working like 3 days the whole week.
And that's it. Yeah. But it is Friday. That means it's Fishbowl Friday. I need to stick my hand in this dirty fishbowl and pull out a question.
Thing.
All right, here we go. I'm going to ask you the Fishbowl Friday question of the morning, and you have to answer it. Everybody does around the room. All right, this one is, this is from Amy in Manchester. Would you guys rather have a spouse who tells you how to dress all the time or tells you how to drive all the time? I'm going to change this, Amy, to significant other. Okay, I'm not going to be offended that you said spouse.
What's the difference?
A spouse is somebody like you're married, right? Legally married.
I think Okay.
So, I can't participate. So I'm going to change it to significant other.
Okay.
Would you rather have a significant other who tells you how to dress all the time or drive? And I'm going to tell you right now, Mr. Automotive, my significant other, does both.
Does he?
And I would rather have him tell me how to drive, to be honest, because I'll just get in the car and go without him. But the dressing, I would look like a hooker. I would look, is there such thing as a redneck hooker?
Yeah.
Because that's what he would have. I kid you not, when I have him pick out an outfit for me, or he just says, you know, let me pick out your outfit. It's like booty shorts and a flannel. I don't know what kind of look he's going for, but I would say it would be like a redneck hooker. Yeah. So I'm going to say, I want him to tell me how to drive, not how to dress.
That's a good one.
It's not bad.
Unless redneck hooker look is in.
No, those are usually like the hottest girls at the bowling alley.
All right. Let's go to Gavin. Gavin, would you rather have your wife tell you how to dress all the time or constantly tell you how to drive?
Oh, man.
A good one.
This is a good one. I would say I would want her to tell me how to dress. She is really, like, very fashionable. She's always in. She's never going to let me go out of the house looking like a scrub or anything like that. So, I mean.
Dress.
Yeah, I'm going to say dress because as a man.
Sometimes you need help.
You know, you need help a little bit with the fashion. I mean, you know.
Walmart. So,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, you're still wearing that same hoodie from, like. 2001.
Yeah, and the hat.
No, this is my studio jacket that I have to wear because Courtney cranks the AC in here in the middle of winter.
I do like it ice cold in here.
It's
no
ice
joke.
Ice cold.
I'm sorry. All right, so Gavin, you want her to tell you how to dress. Jeff, Amy wants to know, would you rather have your wife, Barbara, tell you how to drive or how to dress all the time?
Well, any good wife or woman would, you know their role and just kind of hang out in the background and just kind of...
Never tell you anything?
Exactly. So, I'm going to have to go with dress. I'm a great driver. I mean, and I know I'm not a good dresser. So, hey, just tell me what to wear and I'll do it.
Did you hear that, Barb? Because I'm hoping that on Monday he's got a new look. That's all I'm saying.
He does have a new hat.
He does have a new
Patriots
hat.
Yeah.
All right, Fishbowl Friday question of the morning. You can answer the question. Would you rather have your significant other tell you how to drive or how to dress all the time? Answer that question on the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page. Oh, I love that song. Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now. All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. 6:25. Time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, so I have some bad news for state of Connecticut.
We don't want any more bad news. We don't. We do good news every morning at 6:50. Oh, you're going to trump it at 6:25 with bad news. I don't want it.
So here's the deal. I guess according to a new survey, people are moving out of the state of Connecticut at like a high speed rate.
Well, good. Really? We have more room. It's good news. Gives us more room.
Oh, okay. So the top four states that people are moving out of right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Number one is New Jersey.
Okay.
Number two is Illinois. Number three is New York.
Wow.
And Connecticut is number four on the list.
Let me now understand. Yeah. Like Connecticut is high in taxes. What's going on in Illinois? That's so bad.
No idea.
Okay.
New York also high on taxes.
Yeah.
New Jersey high on taxes.
Yeah.
The number one reason people are moving out of Connecticut.
Right.
The plastic bag tax.
No, he's lying.
Stop it. Are you serious?
Lying.
People are moving to other states with plastic bags.
My mother comes to visit from New Hampshire. She's got a trunk load of plastic bags. Yeah, I almost feel like it's illegal. Could I get in trouble with her bringing them across the state line?
She's like a moonshiner instead of bringing booze.
Plastic bags. All right, it is 6:26. Hey, I've got good news. You can win a trip or two to the Grammys this year. It's our Grammy Double Whammy. Be here to win. Come on up Monday morning between 7:40 and 8. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 640. It's time for your Hollywood report. A celebrity got engaged, kicking off 2020 with a marriage proposal on the beach. Wilmer Valderrama.
Really?
Oh,
39
okay.
years old. I don't think he's ever been married.
No, I don't think so.
I don't either. He shared a photo on Instagram showing him on one knee at the beach proposing to his girlfriend, who's actually 28, and she's a model. And I say that because he usually dates women that are 20 years younger than him easily. They got engaged. She said yes. He has not told us, you know, if they've got a wedding date set yet.
Ooh, all right.
But it's a beautiful photo. I mean, somebody obviously took a great photo. It's like sunset. He's on the beach, down on one knee.
Okay.
You want to see the photo? Head over to my blog. The Weeknd rang in the new year with a massive celebration. He rented out an $80 million estate in Beverly Hills.
Whoa.
I celebrated in a barn at Sue and Steve's.
Love that.
But that was really fun. Anyway, celebrities danced the night away, and they ate tacos and french fries.
That's awesome.
It was all fast food. Travis Scott showed up without Kylie Jenner. The rumor is that they're getting back together, but she was at a club down the street. If you want to go inside the party, those photos are also on our blog. And finally, Billie Eilish is so busy lately. She came out with a clothing line for children, but now she's got a clothing line in H&M. It's a new line of sustainable clothing. I'm not sure. I think manufacturing maybe is sustainable. The fabric she's using, I have no idea.
Oh.
Hoodies, sweaters, t-shirts, and a whole lot more. She says she wants to use sustainable materials for clothing. She's doing the same on all her tours and the clothes she wears on tour. The line is pretty affordable, too, with $40 being the most expensive hoodie that she sells.
If it can't go in a dryer, I'm not buying it.
I think it probably can, or you could just hang it dry, but anyway.
No, if it can't go in a dryer, I don't want it.
All right, you can see the full line of Billie Eilish's clothing line at kiss957.com/Courtney. Selena Gomez, all the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:50, time for good news. Every weekday morning, we bring you good news because we love starting our morning with good news. And there is some good news if you're planning on getting rid of your Christmas tree this weekend.
Yeah, Courtney, I feel like a lot of people are going to take down all their Christmas ornaments and everything like that. So if you're getting rid of your Christmas tree, instead of putting it by the road or throwing it into the woods.
Has to be a live one, right?
It has to be a live Christmas tree. Well, Meadow View Farm in Harwinton is looking for your tree. Now, I didn't know this, but they're a goat farm.
What?
And goats love to eat Christmas trees. I had no idea. They eat a lot of shrubbery and bushes and things like that. So if you're looking to get rid of your Christmas tree, they're looking for it. So it's a Meadow View Farm in Harwinton, and it can't have any tinsel or any spray or anything like that on it. It has to be just a plain tree, and they will gladly take the tree to feed the goats.
You're doing something good then. You're feeding the animals and getting rid of your tree, so it's just not going into a landfill or anything.
Kind
of
cool.
I love that. That's great news.
Might take our tree down there and try it out.
All right. I've got good news. If you get blue this time of year, a lot of people, you can get depressed this time of year.
Yeah.
Seasonal affective disorder. It's not just lack of sun. Now they're saying if you eat a lot of sugar, it can trigger it.
Really?
Especially this time of year, doctors are saying too much sugar may make you feel good momentarily, but then there's a down.
Yeah.
And then the lack of sun, and you can get seasonal affective disorder. So if you're looking to be just a little happier, you know, this time of year, I hear you. Cut down on the sugar and see if that helps. Cut down on the sugar and then get one of those therapy lights that I have.
That's right.
Those are the best.
Sit in front of a bright light all day long. That is my good news. Walmart Jeff, what's yours?
I actually have personal good news. It's actually good news for my wife and two kids. They will be spending the night at Mohegan Sun tomorrow night.
Because
the New England Patriots play tomorrow night on the old football field, Courtney, and I don't want any distractions at my house.
Cut it out.
You're sending your family away?
I'm sending my family away. They're going to enjoy a nice hotel room. The kids will be able to play in the pool Saturday night, and I'll be able to watch the football game distraction free.
Are you kidding me? That is brilliant. That is brilliant, Walmart Jeff.
I know it is.
And that is probably good news for you as well, as your family. Share your good news with us. Call us, 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, Courtney. This is Melissa.
Ooh, Melissa, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Orange.
Ooh, all the way in Orange, Connecticut. What's your good news?
My good news is that my daughter is 2.5 years old. She was diagnosed with epilepsy at 10 weeks old. And New Year's Day was the first day that she was medication-free and seizure-free.
Oh, my God!
Wow, yeah.
Wow, what is your daughter's name?
It's Hartley.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Love it.
And so what are you doing different for Hartley now that she's off medication? Are you doing something else to help?
Yes, diet. She's on the ketogenic diet, so no sugar, like I was just hearing, if you want more energy this winter. But, yeah, so she's on the ketogenic diet. She's been on it for 9 months, and she's medication-free and seizure-free.
And I would say, too, and I've done a lot of research because I'm keto, I have seen the stories of children that stop having seizures. It's you know, something for parents to look into for sure. No carbs, no sugar, and you'll be amazed at what it does.
Yes, high fat, moderate protein, no carb, no sugar.
Well, that is fantastic. I'm so glad you discovered that, and I'm so glad your daughter's doing well.
Thank you. I'm so happy I got in. This is the first time I've ever called.
I'm so happy you got in, too. That is fantastic news, and you are so blessed. Thank you for sharing your good news.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yes, you too. Share your good news. 860-247-9570. All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:09, the first Friday of 2020. We've got our psychic medium, Angelina Diana, coming in on Monday.
All right. I love her.
I was just saying, I'm sorry.
What were you thinking? What?
Well, it's the first Friday of 2020, which means it's the first weekend.
It is the first week. Yeah, let me just finish. Our psychic medium, Angelina Diana, coming in on Monday, and you can ask a question. She may answer it on the air. All you have to do is submit your question. You can do it at kiss957.com/Courtney. This is the first weekend of 2020.
Are you going to be able to continue your dry January?
We're three days in.
How you doing?
Resolution.
Yeah, let's do a New Year's resolution check-in.
Okay.
I'm glad you asked. I'm doing great. I'm feeling strong.
Okay.
This is only day three. But I'm not even craving my usual nightly cocktail.
Are you going to drink this weekend?
I hope not. The plan is not to drink all of January. How many more days do I have left?
28, I think.
Yeah,
okay, all right.
It's kind of a lot.
No, I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Now, after you announced it yesterday, I kind of put up a little poll on Twitter just to see what people were thinking about.
Wait. Did you only do a poll about me and my resolution, or did you put all three of us?
Well, I just did you.
That's not right.
Well, I can do all of us, but I feel like this is a good one for you. How long do you think Courtney will last during dry January?
So what are some of the options?
I said there's four options. I said 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, or it's already over.
What are they saying? Just don't even upset me right now.
What do you think? What do you think is the most popular choice?
1 week is the most popular choice. But
that was the second most popular with 40%.
Oh,
at 44%,
is what?
It's already over.
No, that's not nice. We have to support each other, people. What is wrong?
I mean,
it should be saying
13%. 13% said 1 month.
I can do it.
1 month.
Yeah, I saw in the news
already
last night.
Over.
I think Susie Hunter had a piece from WTNH. She did a piece about dry January.
It's not right.
And I was drinking as I was watching this news clip on the internet.
You're not going to trip me up. You guys aren't going to derail me. Twitter peeps aren't going to derail me.
No, what I was going to say was I think she interviewed a doctor, and the doctor said doing a dry January doesn't really do any good for your body, so you might as well drink.
What do you mean? Of course it does something good for your body.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it
does. You're detoxing.
Yes, your liver's going to thank you. Your heart's going to thank you.
Yeah. I give Courtney till Saturday.
That's not funny.
No, I believe in Courtney. When she commits to something, she's full go. I know you can go a full month. You can do this.
You guys really, the Twitter universe just disappointed me. Only 13% of people on Twitter think I can do this?
To be fair, I said 1 week when I voted on Twitter.
So you're part of the 40%.
Yeah.
Gavin's,
his is to
drink more water. That's his resolution, to drink more water.
Yeah, and can we talk about his new water bottle?
What are you talking about?
Guys shouldn't be drinking out of straws. Like, you shouldn't be sucking a straw.
It's a reusable water bottle, so I don't want to use any plastic bottles.
Take a sip. Yeah, that does look weird.
Yeah, that does look weird.
It has like one of those ones like that, the top that pops open.
It's a big straw, too. It's not like a little one. It's
no. See, 20 ounces, though. 20 ounces of water in here.
I drank five
of them yesterday.
He's crushing it. Walmart Jeff, what was your resolution?
To finish what I start in 2020.
Okay. Have you started anything yet that we know that you're going to finish?
Yeah, I started ripping my Christmas lights down yesterday, and I finished.
And you finished.
And I finished.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm so upset with the Twitter peeps. Can you put that poll back up there?
Yeah.
Maybe your resolution is to pay off your bills, right? To get rid of the bills. Yeah. Let us help you. We're back to paying your bills. We'll do it for you starting Monday morning, 6 a.m. right here on Kiss 95.7. I'm pissed. All the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, and if you're like me and you're one of those people that like, okay, when do you celebrate New Year's Eve? Do you celebrate, you know, the weekend before? Do you celebrate on New Year's Eve or do you celebrate the following weekend?
Why would you ever? There's not a question.
Well, no, you know how like in the summer, like when 4th of July is in the middle of the week and then some people will have like parties the weekend before
and then the weekend.
Well, that's how I celebrate.
All right, well.
Okay.
So if you're like me and you're going to be celebrating New Year's Eve and New Year's Day this weekend, here's how to avoid a massive hangover.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, this is always good.
I could have used this a few weeks ago, but now that I'm not drinking because it's a dry January, I don't need it.
You'll be back up and running in no time.
So
if you want to avoid the hangover, the one thing you can do is not think about a hangover. People that don't think about hangovers are less likely to get a hangover than people who think about the hangovers.
Go ahead.
Don't think about a hangover.
So people like Gavin who do the one drink and then the big glass of
water. Yeah, that's always good.
Those people are more likely to get a hangover than people like me who just go hard and don't worry about a hangover.
I'm doing it all wrong.
You're doing it all wrong. So there you go.
That's it? That's all you
got?
All right.
Juan was just
trying to plant the seed of drinking
because he's
trying to derail me in my dry January. I'm not going to have it.
If anyone out there is doing a dry January, I support you fully.
Thank you.
Except for Courtney.
Hey, listen, we've got your trip for two to the Grammy this year. It's our Grammy double whammy. Be here to win it Monday morning starting at 7:40 on Kiss 95.7.